Well, sure. And you realize then that with his dead weight, two of us couldn't get him out of there. And he was unconscious at that time. But we found out there was just his clumsiness or inattention or carelessness. He'd unhooked his oxygen. And so we got that back up, and pretty soon he came to, and he was all right. But I knew that I wouldn't be able to pull him out of there if he were.
Yeah, if he weren't able to.
But I was still thinking about my breath.
So where's the pilot already jumped by then?
No, he was the last one out.
Yeah.
And it was some time later. They said that he was just ready to go and hung on until the plane was below cloud level. And we'd been bombing, I guess, 20,000 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, when we get up here, yeah, change. Get through. Here's where we turn.
Yep.
So I guess Boylston Lewis stayed in the service after the war. Does that sound right?
Yeah, but he didn't live more than a year or two.
Right. He died in 48.
Is that right? I had seen where his widow had written to Trios. 306. I never knew her.
Of course I didn't. Well, I met some of his family last year in New Orleans, being close enough to where they could.
Was that right?